Back at it here on the Steve Gruber Show, and I wanted to dig deeper because this is incredibly important, I think. Ian Norton here, he has filed suit. And who have you filed suit on behalf of, Ian? Just I don't think we've gotten that part.
Sure. So I represent two petitioners, Angelic Johnson and Dr. Linda Lee Tarver. They're both members of Black Voices for Trump. One's over in Ingham County and one's over in Macomb County. Ms. Johnson, for example, was in the TCF Center and was put in the penalty box, like I said, as she was just trying to make sure this was full and fair. I also, they are both members of the Election Integrity Fund, which is a project, a nonprofit, designed to keep our elections accurate and fair. You know, it's something that they have a constitutional right to. You know, Michigan made a great point of making sure that our election officials ensure accuracy and integrity in our elections. They did that just as recently as 2018, and yet here we are, the first big election since then, and we've got all of this appearance of impropriety and taint of corruption.
Sure. Now, let me ask you this.
I was just going to say it's incredibly naive for the Secretary of State to think that she could flood the system with unlawful ballots and not expect this kind of terrible result.
Well, the Court of Appeals upheld on a 2-1 ruling that Benson had the inherent authority to mail those applications. We'll get back to that. But the lawsuit that you filed would declare unconstitutional those unsolicited absentee ballot applications. If that's true, is the election in jeopardy of ever being fully legal, I guess is my question.
Well, we're short on time, right? So the issue is if we can get answers to these questions, if the Secretary of State and those election officials can answer these questions quickly and accurately, then I think we can pull out just the bad votes to the extent possible and have some confidence here. But we're under the gun because, as a practical matter, that's going to be hard to do for the top of the ticket. The U.S. Constitution has some special rules here, and no state officials, whether it's the executive branch or the judicial branch, has the authority to overturn the U.S. Constitution on this point. This is what Bush versus Gore said in 2000, and as recently as last week, in other courts. You have to follow the law as written. And it's only the Michigan legislature that has the power to do these things. So when they write a statute that says require a signature, executive branch officials have to follow it. A case that just came out of the federal court said there's not a COVID exception to the Constitution. There is not a convenience exception to the Constitution. And so both the Michigan and federal constitutions require fundamental fairness, require what they call equal protection. My vote needs to count the same in Kent County as what it does in Wayne County, as what it does up north in, Osceola and Lake County, right?
Sure.
And because the Secretary of State pushed this out statewide, there's irregularities across the state, and it's unfair.
So if the state fails to provide the ballots that you're requesting, then what?
Then we're up against it, right? If we can't get this done quickly, then I think it's the way the U.S. Constitution protects this. And this isn't the first time it's happened. You have to go back to the late 1800s, but they have what they call the Electoral Count Act. I'm getting into the weeds here, but it took Congress about 12 or 15 years to settle on how to resolve the issue. And they've said it's not for the U.S. Congress. It's for the state legislatures to fix. And so everyone has a role to play here. We want the courts to do their duty and enforce the law or interpret the law.
Here's the problem, as I understand it, Ian, and I've only got a moment or two left here, but here's the problem as I understand it, and I haven't done the research on this, but talking to members of the state legislature, I am told that Michigan back in the 1950s passed a law basically saying if the election is certified, that slate of electors goes to the Electoral College. In this case, 16 Democrat electors go to represent Michigan, and there's not a damn thing the legislature can do about it.
Well, that's actually wrong under the U.S. Constitution. And so that was passed right after, then Senator Johnson was alleged to have stolen the Texas election, right? And so what the U.S. Constitution says is no, the Michigan legislature has plenary authority, and they actually have the responsibility to get it right. They cannot rubber stamp a fraud, and they're going to have to roll up their sleeves and get to work here. I know it puts pressure on them, but the courts have a role to play here. Their duty under the separation of powers, the legislature has a role to play. And look, I don't want to disenfranchise a single voter, but that's what happens when you process fraudulent votes or illegal votes. So what you have to do is you have to go back in time to the last good election we had, which elected popularly those legislatures. Elections have consequences, and I think everyone can agree with that, that we have to be accurate and fair. And so if an audit means anything, for it to be meaningful, it has to be independent and it has to be fast. And if we can't get that done, then the Michigan legislatures are going to have to step up to the plate and ensure that Michigan doesn't lose.
So you think the 1950s law, you think the law from the 1950s is unconstitutional on its face?
No, it's not unconstitutional under the state constitution, but it would be unconstitutional under the federal constitution. If there's a dispute over the slate of electors, which we believe there is, then it's incumbent upon the Michigan legislature to slate those electors and send them up top.
Ian Northen, when do you expect to hear from the Supreme Court?
I think they're going to take this seriously. We've made good faith allegations with evidence, with experts. They're going to look at it this week. And you know, I can't predict what they're going to do, certainly, but I would suspect that they'll look at it seriously and do their duty, which is to make sure that these types of election disputes get heard quickly. And they're not going to put up with cat and mouse games from the AG's office saying they didn't get served. They're circulating among themselves. They've got it. They know about it. They've actually got the lawsuit. They know exactly what they've done.
Right.
For them to play cat and mouse games and try to delay, I don't think the Supreme Court will put up with it. At least I hope.
Ian Northen, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it. We'll look for an update here as soon as we know of what's happened.
Thanks for your time. Good day, sir.
Thank you. Have it. Ian Northen, filing a lawsuit. Says it's unconstitutional. We'll see where it goes from here. If you're trying to get your money in order, because that's unpredictable too, Greg Stiles and Ameriprise Financial have answers for you. 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893. Anywhere across Michigan. Greg Stiles, my guy. Do you love your guy? Do you? I love my guy. 517-483-4893. Tell him Steve Gruber sent you on over. He'll appreciate it. 517-483-4893. Don't hesitate another moment. Final thoughts after this.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country, and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.